Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my, here we are on a Saturday again, missing that college football that's so important. You know, I got the name of failures, and now comes the reckoning was my second line, but the second one on the post is, it's already started. Thank you, Twitter. Now, Elon Musk said he was going to bring out all the goodies. Well, he's doing just exactly that. He's keeping his word and doing what he said he would do. Sometimes I have to make notes while I make notes or something like that, and I get confused and write down the wrong thing. Now, there's a lot of people, mostly Democrats, I would say, who seem to think that things are not the way they should be. In other words, they should have the upper hand and be in full control at all times, no matter what. Well, there's a little bit of a problem with that. And the problem is that people are not going to put up with being canceled, being shut down, being locked out of their accounts, whether it's Twitter or what it is, doesn't matter. And the thing about it is that all of a sudden, Twitter got a whole load of new subscribers. And these new subscribers are kind of neat. They want to know the truth. They want to hear what's got to be said. Elon Musk is putting out the documents, the records of the emails, who to, who from, and all that. Now, I would like to see something even worse than what people think they see when they look at those documents on Twitter. I would like to see Elon come out with a comprehensive list of the people, the perpetrators, those involved, whether they be in the White House or where they be, so everybody can know who not to talk to. Think about that. Who not to talk to. Oh, boy. Here's a song I got. I'm going to play this one time, give people a chance to get on if they want. And this is about things as they should be and what is going on.
About it. Ain't no real big secret, all the same somehow.
Oh, my mercy, sweet sakes. Now, everybody's going to get a chance, and you're going to like this, to practice living like a refugee. Ooh-wee, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's things that are coming up that ain't going to be easy to get your head around, pass through the fun and games of the reality of whatever's coming. But you got a lot of people not understanding what this is all about. You see, you've got a thing called freedom out there. Yeah, some people believe in it and some don't. But here's what it is. It's very simple. Everyone, no matter who it is, no matter where it is, should be allowed to express whatever it is that is important to the day, important in society, important specifically to you and me. I value some things quite highly, whereas other people don't. Now, freedom is a freedom's nasty. Why? Because it's not well defined by the people who use it. Ooh, we want to have a democratic situation. No, we don't. We have a constitutional republic, whether you like it or not. And guess what? We're going to have the freedom to stipulate exactly whether or not you want to be free or not. Now, there's a lot of people out there protesting and this and that and all these other things, but there are not very many people who can really elucidate on what freedom means. What is the price of it and things like that? If you don't take this stuff serious, you're not going to be allowed to protest. Think about it. there's other countries around this globe who got it wrong badly. People who protest, they just kill them or put them in prison forever. Think about that. Think about what level of justice that might be. I'm reading a couple of books right now. One of them is pretty prolific. It talks about justice and freedom and what should be done and things like that. Well, what should be done fits nicely with freedom. And I don't personally see a problem with freedom except when it's misused. In short, you don't have the freedom to go around shooting politicians just because they desperately need it. Now, I know a bunch of them that ought to be shot in the posterior so that every time they sit down or go take a dump, they remember you. I think that is, I just love that. And yet, you have to understand that what we've got going on now is just about as funky as it can get. It can't get much worse than what it is. And I got a song for that. And I'm going to play it, and I want you to listen to the words of it and think about applications of freedom. Really.
So you think you've found a way of living that prevents you losing any sleep. It's your peace of mind you ought to keep. Run into trouble for sure by living behind a locked door.
There, get what that song really says? And we're talking about freedom, okay? You can have freedom to exact punishment on people that need it, and you can do so if you do so, you can take up a collection and hire a lawyer and go after some of these turkeys. Anybody that thinks that they have the right to play games with the Constitution is wrong. Oops. Well, all you got to do is get a lawyer that is good and isn't afraid to challenge the status quo. Ooh-wee. I can think of several, not just one, there's several, who come up on the the charts. Some of these people, I don't know about you, but some of them seem to get me going. Now, as you know, I read magazines, and the reason I do is so that I can, let's see here. Yeah, that's cool. Is so that I can get an idea as to what the left, these are left-leaning things that people care about. In other words, you're getting into an area. First, assume that the Republicans have just finished phase one of a rope-a-dope strategy. That's supposed to be a joke. This is from National Review, and it's from November, right at the end of the month. Long an archetypical swing state, Florida has produced nail-biter elections on a regular basis for decades. This year it did the opposite. What happened? DeSantis won by 20 points. Now, there's a lot of fun and games about this. One of the main things that I've come across is that the Democrats didn't realize that Dobbs helped them salvage the midterms. However, constitutionalism and the right to life have won an important if partial victory, and the conservative task now is to defend and extend it. Now, I don't advocate extending something of that nature for the simple fact that here we go again telling people what they should do, what they can and can't do, and how to act about it. Now, I don't agree with that. Freedom does not stipulate that. people have a problem with executive orders. And that thing about executive orders is simple. Unless it runs through the House of Representatives and the Senate and is approved by both, it don't make it. I want you to remember that. Why do you think Biden is having so much trouble with the loan forgiveness? and then you got Pelosi and family being attacked by a crazed nudist illegal immigrant. Oh, boy. You got enough distractions and horse hockey to keep the above average person busy for life. You have people like Mike Lee, and his voting record has been exemplary on all of it. So, you can't leave out Trump. He figured into it. Lee did not show the best judgment in the crisis, but he was insistent that Trump must have the law and the facts on his side in order to go forward. That's beginning to come out, and I'll reference this again. Think Twitter, all of the fun and games that people have gone through is all going to come out in the wash. And you got hillbilly elegy author, venture capitalist J.D. Vance, prevailed in his bid to represent Ohio in the U.S. Senate. Why? It's called truth. It's called freedom. The freedom to elucidate the truth is what drives and has driven all of this. And in Florida, the Florida Board of Medicine and the Florida Board of Osteopathic Medicine voted to ban the hormonal and surgical gender transition for minors. Think about that. That's huge. They couldn't have done that on their own, just by themselves. There's a lady that got arrested for sharing food in public park with the intent to perform an act of charity. Faces up to 120 days in jail and $1,431 in fines and 2 years probation. She's suing the city, seeking no financial damages, but only a legal right to feed the poor. Uh-huh. And on that basis, watch it. She's liable to win. Then you've got the secondary part of the discriminatory practices of putting people into colleges and places of that nature. The cases present the court with an opportunity to rule that affirmative action, oh boy, here we go, nice one, violates the 14th Amendment, the Civil Rights Act of 64, or both. Ooh-ee. The only problem is that they're right, it does. And they're finding the people that committed mass shootings and whatnot guilty. Just that simple. I wonder if Twitter is caused hysterics and garment rending in the progressive chattering class and saber rattling and threats of government retaliation from Democrats. Just because Musk bought Twitter? Ooh. Musk's advocacy of free speech on the platform, in contrast with the Twitter Trust and safety team's ideologically skewed censorship of voices that dissent from the progressive line, really started something. You got to bear in mind that these people that object so heavily to all of this, are some of the ones he got rid of. They fired a number of high-ranking Twitter executives, including CEO Parag Agrawal and senior legal representative Vaya Gadi, a main architect of Twitter's politicized content moderation in recent years. Musk's stated goal of restoring free and open debate on Twitter is noble. Oh, and guess what? Now that he's putting the documents out and putting the emails and putting the communications out and showing who did what to who, ooh-wee. I would rather imagine you got some, I'm waiting for Democrats to start jumping out of the windows. Some employees of Penguin Random House have demanded that the company back out of publishing a book by Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. By joining in the majority opinion overturning Roe, she had committed an assault on inalienable human rights. Well, you show me where it's listed in the Constitution, and I'll agree with that. Penguin Random House has refused to back down. But you got people signing letters and sending them to, oh, my goodness. Along with hundreds of others in the publishing industry, they signed an open letter urging that Barrett's contract be canceled on the grounds that, by joining in the majority opinion overturning Roe, she had committed an assault on inalienable human rights. Oh, really? Well, show me where it's in the Constitution, and I'm not talking about the one you made up. I'm talking about the recent one. The opinion of the magazine, National Review, it's very simple. If the letter signers find such a prospect alarming, they might want to rethink their line of work. Ooh, yeah. I hear White Castle's hiring. Then you got, there's a film available on Amazon that tries to cast doubt on the Holocaust and asserts that African Americans are the true descendants of ancient Israelites. Not true. In other words, not just Holocaust denial, but Jew denial. And that gets pretty, that's pretty sick. Oh, boy. And then you got the fun and games of plastics. That pang of guilt that you've been trained to feel anytime you throw a plastic in the garbage can instead of recycle bin is unwarranted. Plastic recycling for years. Efficacy of plastic recycling for years. But now even Greenpeace is admitting it doesn't actually work. There's a lot of plastics that cannot be recycled. all those advertising campaigns to convince you that not putting a water bottle in the recycle bin makes you an animal killer were for naught. Didn't do any good, especially if it don't work, especially if it's horse manure. My goodness. I'm going to say this once, and everybody needs to pay attention to it. It's quite simple. Republican Party blew the election. Not the people, not the system, or any of that. But you need to understand that mediocre midterms indict the Republican Party choices. And now that's the choices of candidates and the manner in which they didn't get anybody out on the streets and knocking on doors. There's a load of things that go into this. Abortion on the ballot. Many pro-life candidates won, but so did pro-choice referenda. For nearly five decades, the United States Supreme Court denied the American people the ability to protect the lives of unborn children with meaningful laws enacted by their elected representatives. The Supreme Court saw that as an error of the ways, and gotten themselves in a bind. Democrats have at least fallen short of the 52 Senate votes they need to end the filibuster. Good. Extreme federal, they want to enact an extreme federal abortion bill as well as a host of other radical policies, assuming Democratic Senators Christine Sinema and Joe Manchin remain stalwart defenders of the upper chamber's 60-vote rule. And they are. there was strong evidence that candidate quality, remember I told you the quality of the candidate, played a bigger role than abortion politics in key Senate races that were the GOP, where the GOP underwhelmed. They just didn't do the job. You have to take things in context. These are things that are important to people. Oh, boy. Asian elephants, a case study in the limits of identity politics? My, my. stunning 40%. Turnout. Asian voters recalled three members of the San Francisco School Board in February. Ooh. Voting out Uber Progressive San Francisco District Attorney Bowden, who had pledged to strip funds from the police and hand more lenient sentences to criminals. People don't want these crooks running loose. Lock them up, chain them to a wall, something. Democratic proposition that would have reinstituted racial preferences and admissions to the state schools. Oh, yeah. Factor behind Asia's rightward turn is crime, specifically anti-Asian violence. Asian voters increasingly realize the true causes are progressive anti-punishment policies and the long simmering racial tensions between inner-city black residents and Asian shopkeepers, a conflict dating back to the Los Angeles riots of 92. Y'all need to quit it. Everybody needs to quit fighting each other. All this resurfaced after Black Lives Matter rioters targeted and looted Asian pharmacies. Now they're beginning to put things together in such a manner that they can't relinquish the control that the things that are involved in it are too important. And I'll give you an example. They got a major article. This is National Review, November 28th. Impeach Miguel Cardona. Congress must assert its constitutional prerogatives against the Secretary of Education. Well, he's the one that's screwed everything up. He wants to rewrite Title IX. Yeah, think about that. And it don't get better. He wants to be in charge that nobody can disagree with him. Impeachment is not only about prosecuting political misconduct. It is also about maintaining a balance between the branches of government. Whoops. We the people, all of us, and everybody that hears this is in a position where this is going to change to our advantage. Now, I don't mean you're going to have to become some sort of specialty political hack to get to where you want to go. I'm talking about if you're a liberal, you can stay a liberal. Just don't be liberal with other people's stuff. Biden's lost marbles. Signs of decline are impossible to hide. And I wrote him down as incompetent, which is my my take on Bozo that's in the White House. And there's plenty of things going on. 24 has begun. A preview of the possible Republican primary field. What happens when you have wasted efforts? I mention this because Greenpeace announced a few weeks ago that they have just three words for you. Don't recycle plastics. There's no point. The stuff really doesn't get recycled. It ends up dumped elsewhere, and the fight should be for ending single-use plastics. There you go. There's plenty of room to bury a pile of stuff, and it's not unsightly. Oh, it even generates energy in the form of methane, especially if Taco Bell trucks stop off there. Plastics, no more. I had no idea. You were a Greenpeace denier. Oh, my goodness. These people are terrible. Only the strong. There's a bunch of things here. There's a list all the way through 5, I believe it is. Let's see here. Third. We need a strong military to to deter somebody from thinking they can play games. Lost boys, the boys and men, why the modern male is struggling, why it matters, and what to do about it. It's all BS. They don't tell you that you eat certain things and be a certain way, you can be all the man you want to be. Everyone, his own historian, more BS. This is a conservative magazine, and yet they get some real horse hockey in it. Call of the Tribe simply states, why does the author call his book The Call of the Tribe? It is because he has sketched out his tribe, his leaders and conferees. No, I think the title is misleading. Call of the Tribe ought to be resisted, Vargas Llosa says, and liberal democracy exists to overcome tribe, and it's a disastrous pull. By tribe, he means sect, party, class, and the like. Well, Antifa, BLM, those are tribes. I mean, you want to get into it, you really want to define it. A few years ago, I talked with a group of young people interested in politics and journalism. This is from the article about the book. They had read books saying that liberalism was a mistake and that America in particular needed a new way forward, a post-liberal future. These youngsters were convinced of this. And the trouble with it is that if you want to get your stuff together, you have to have a balanced government. Dozen ways to boost child's education. Oh, boy. One, speak maturely to them. Recite nursery rhymes daily. Own plenty of books. Encourage them to write alongside you. Compose extemporaneous limericks. And when they're 8 or 9, have them write 3-page paragraph essays every week or so. And this is, like I said, National Review. And it's November 28th, 2022. There isn't very much that you can find that will be truthful. And the things about the truth I've found is that they do what they want to do. In terms of truth, whatever fits best is what you end up with. And nobody can dispute the truth, because the truth is self-evident. How about that? End of one magazine. Plop. What we got here? Oh, my goodness. Washington Examiner has a joke that is just hilarious. This is a backside picture. And it shows Trump and another guy. And Trump's saying, they really want me to run. And the other guy says, those are Democrats. Now, Trump may not be the greatest thing on two wheels. And I'm going to be the first to admit that. He's got some attitude problems, among other things. But most important winners on November 8th was school choice, a nonpartisan issue that is really about educational quality. And educational freedom was a big winner. They did it. As the Chicago Teachers Union put it, the push to reopen schools is rooted in sexism, racism, and misogyny. Oh, lesson. These are not people who can be worked with. You can't change their mind about stuff. Teachers union bureaucrats had their chance. They showed they will not work on the children's behalf, and so parents and voters are increasingly openly opening up legal avenues to work around them. Whoops. Here's a nice one. Although school choice has been around for a long time, the topic has never been more important than it is today. Not only do educational alternatives offer children a better opportunity to learn, but they also help parents avoid having their family's values undermined with their own tax money. And that's a win-win. Now, I'm hitting on education and a few other things, and you got to understand that this is not a pretty picture. Done with Trump, the nation moves on. Calibrated to move past Trump when it was possible to do so without losing his supporters. Whoa, that means that the issues that Trump brought up are valid, and they're using them. But they don't want Trump to run. And the reason they don't is because of the way he acts. He didn't have to act the way he did. He just did it. Trump allies underperformed the GOP. And this meant it became possible to say openly that the emperor has no clothes. This is Hugo Gurdon in the Washington Examiner. It's a letter from the editor. The situation, as if to confirm that he had lost his potency, Trump's announcement of a third presidential bid was a flop. And it goes on from there. DeSantis would do better. Oh, here we can't let children, why can't we let children be children? Nowadays, those girls are lucky to make it to puberty without having their breasts cut off. Gender ideologies have convinced an alarming number of young children and teenagers that if they feel out of place with their sex or feel uncomfortable in their bodies, it's because they were born into the wrong gender. Really? Changing one's gender, both socially and physically, is the only solution, according to transgender activists. Yeah. The only problem is that they're not getting informed consent from the parents, and they're looking at some real serious problems. Now, the problems are very simple. You take too long sorting this out legally, and you're going to get have a problem. If you go about it the wrong way, you end up with the same problem, only worse. Forget the decision they made when they were young and confused. Consequences of those decisions will be permanent because of the medical intervention pushed on them by adults who know better. How about we start holding people that do that sort of crap, teachers, administrators, doctors, nurses, all of them, responsible for what they've done, and let them pay reparations? Ah, boy. Here's a nice joke about from Jim Bob. Got one girl talking to another one. Do you use birth control? And the other one says, I use self-control. Oh, boy. Burlington. Defunded their police department. You'll never guess what happened next. Crime got worse in Burlington, Vermont, immediately after the police force was forced to cut jobs. Oh, my goodness. And here's something about the crime. Liberal residents of the city were quite revealing in the quotes. It's been traumatizing, Democrat said, to watch the city kind of fall apart before your eyes. Ooh, that's my bike. It belongs to you. Give me that. Well, public order is a lot more fragile than it looks. People's lives will be ruined if the political will disappears to maintain it. It took some time, but it appears even the People's Republic of Burlington is capable of learning at least this lesson. So they go from there. My Baltimore, by letting the shooter off lightly, but not fully banning squeegee workers, Baltimore is allowing disorder to manifest. Ohio, swing state it was. Main factor, Ohio generally has had extremely competent centrist Republican leaders for the past 15 years. Tea Party activism, opposition to Obamacare, splintering of the Republican Party consensus following the two losses to Obama with John McCain and Mitt Romney, followed by the rise of Trump and the MAGA faction, Ohio has been led by a centrist state party, for better or worse. Seems to be working. It seems to have some traction to it. And that will continue. Why do I say it will continue? Because the truth's coming out whether anybody likes it or not. It's still Biden's court. Democrats' midterm success will be felt most acutely in the judiciary. More judges in his first 2 years in office than any president since Ronald Reagan. To the delight of progressives, his eschewed corporate attorneys and former prosecutors in favor of public defenders and civil rights lawyers. We'll see how that works. I think it's going to fail, but that's, ditch Trump or lose. And those who took the backing of Trump, a lot of them did lose. And there's a problem with that. And the problem is simple. If Trump was acting presidential more often than not, this would not be a problem. Mama, Anthony D'Esposito's House GOP sweep on Long Island. Voters, again, didn't believe the hype. Democratic serial candidates running for governor lose again. O'Rourke, Abrams, Crist. All the good ones. Oh, boy. Old T-64 tanks covered by snow stands at the depot site at the tank repair plant in Ukraine. And the problem is that they're not going to get those tanks back. And with the failures mounting, Putin better be looking for an exit strategy. Biden wields federal government's buying power to boost green energy. You need to make sure that he can't do that shit. Australia wants to ban ransomware payments. That sounds pretty good. Ransomware is simple. And yet, nobody wants to address it. Biden Z meeting underscores discord over Taiwan. Yeah. We say no and they say hell yes. Telehealth expansion possible in divided Congress. It's possible. And telehealth can be a good thing if it's done right. FEC seeks biggest expansion of internet regulation. Federal Election Commission. New rules that a key member has warned will crush online political speech. And this is Washington Examiner, November 22 through 29 this year. And it's Bedard that's talking about this. And he's right. It's amazing. This regulation will scale back significant portion of the commission's longstanding exemption for political activity on the Internet, which allows individuals and campaigns to engage freely and share their messages on websites, social media, mobile apps, and other platforms. But it ain't the way it ain't put together, according to what that says. It's not a viable plan. Regulate for the first time in history. My. Regulations on coordinated communications. If a nonprofit organization reprints candidate information online or has any discussion with a candidate, they're guilty. The politically active and conservative Hillsdale College was busy handing out pocket constitutions. While it shipped over 800,000 in 2021, the college stepped up its effort and gave out 3 million this year. I think the increased interest in America's founding documents is a sign of the times. The more people that are interested, the better. Why? Because each one of them will have a legal and moral idea as to what the content is and what should be done with it. Without additional public input and major revision, I cannot support increasing government regulation over political speech online. Oops. Then you get this crook, massive FTX failure sparks fresh calls for new crypto rules. The value of popular cryptocurrencies is taking a hit. Every one of them has. Can Republicans make Congress great again? I said yes. Republicans couldn't make the sale on to independent voters, so they didn't do as well as they should. The GOP message held, or that voters on balance rejected the Democrats' performance with a unified government holding the White House, Senate, and House. Ooh, my. this is Moore. Stephen Moore is a pretty knowledgeable person. Dismiss him as an illegitimate president. Democracy has been foiled, they scream. Get rid of the Electoral College and move to a national popular vote. No, mob rule ain't happening. We are a representative form of government with wise safeguards against majority rule, precisely to safeguard the rights of the minority. Whoops. Cut deficit spending and get us back to a balanced budget. Reduce taxes that hurt. There's a lot of things that need to be done. According to the Republicans that now have new seats, we're going to see how that works. Yellowstone is flat out nuts and a whole lot of fun. There's very few things that torque my cookies worse than somebody telling me that the Constitution isn't anything but butt wipe. If you served in the military and or a public office, you took an oath to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And what's neat about it, there ain't no little clause hidden in there that says, ooh, we got a expiration date. It ain't got one. Once you sign up for that, once you agree to that, once you take that oath, it's permanent the rest of your life. Been a sea change in conservative and right-wing attitudes against him. Ooh, that's President Trump. My. The Republican base, its national leaders, and its many successful governors increasingly regard his renomination as something that comedian Dave Chappelle might describe as observably stupid. Now, we'll see. He filed the paperwork and everything. Glaring failings continued through his 4 years in power and beyond. Okay, Trump, oh my, he is a loser and he knows it, really. He lost in the 2018 midterm elections, which were a referendum on his first 2 years as president. Really? What would you get? I don't think the grade scale goes low enough to give Biden a grade on his first 2 years. Carried that self-belief into the primaries where he incessantly bulldozed all his Republican rivals and into the general election where he dispatched Clinton in one of the most astonishing upsets in political history. Ooh. They are the two most important threats to his own nomination. Oh, my goodness. The offensive and nervous act of a candidate who knows his rivals are overtaking him. Trump's freaking out a little bit. Before the election, an NBC poll found Republican voters regarded themselves as supporters of the GOP rather than of Trump by a margin of 62 to 30%. Republicans are signaling that they can do without Trump. They love impeaching him, love running against him, and love suggesting that he's a threat to democracy, just as democracy is delivering them wins they do not deserve. That's Hugo Gurdon. And that's Washington Examiner, November 22 through 29 this year. Green. He's got that funny-looking grin on his face again. I wonder what he's about to dump. And I got a star on the thing. Boy. Viewers are turned off. What? By Donald Trump? Trump performed a public service in the 2016 campaign. He exposed first the Republicans and then the Democratic leadership as corrupt amateurs. He goaded the media into dropping its mask of objectivity and revealing a snarl of pure partisanship. You can imagine him growling. The FBI and the Justice Department are confirming that the administrative state really does believe that it, not the public, should decide who rules. Oh, I didn't know he was voting for a king. His refusal to accept defeat in 2020. His incitement of a mob to block Congress ratification of the vote, and his reckless incalculation of stop the steal conspiracy theories about that election all disqualify him from public office. Ooh. The Democrats who refused to accept defeat in 2016 relentlessly promoted the Russiagate conspiracy. They proved that wrong. So it continues. And it's not going to stop in the near future. Demands for climate reparations are laughable. That's true. We're supposed to dig up islands and refloat them because climate change is coming to get them. Here's the week. My. December 2nd this year. And Mark Demian wrote the editor's letter. The story of the Silicon Valley investors call themselves venture capitalists, like to tell about themselves, is that for decades they've been the engine of America economic vitality. That's not altogether true, but figure some financial engineering in there, and then you get this. All the innovation was done for free. The only work left was taking in the profits. Oh, those, of course, should come in what crypto would like to dismiss as fiat currency, also known as dollars. last week, Theranos, founder Elizabeth Holmes, sentenced 11 years in prison. Many of the highest profile Silicon Valley investors had quietly steered clear of the blood testing company. Yeah, he and his spouse might have lived in a group house in the Bahamas, but he was a pure creature of Sand Hill Road, venture capital's epicenter. Every high-class con, Sam Bernard-Fried say, key selling point was, he's so smart, he doesn't need to rip anybody off. Not coincidentally, that's what Silicon Valley finance engineers, there's engineers again, would have you believe about them, too. Untouchable. And we get the new special counsel for Trump cases. Yep. And it goes through the gamut. Bill Barr's in it, and of course Trump's in there, Prosecutor Jack Smith, and a bunch of other people. Massacre at a gay club in Colorado Springs. Until you provide decent security, that will continue. And if you don't believe me, just keep watching. What to expect from a GOP House? Get Biden is the question. First order of business for the new House majority will be, check notes, investigating Hunter Biden. And it goes from there. Free market competition. You'll love this one. After discount retailer Sam's Club dropped the cost of its in-store hot dog and drink combo meal to $1.38, undercutting the $1.50 hot dog meal offered from arch rival Costco for decades. Price wars, huh? This is a good San Francisco's election commissioner has decided not to renew the contract. Commission decided not to renew the contract of the elections director, whom it recently lauded for incredible leadership because he's white. My. Chilling impacts. So new data showing that 27% of Gen Zers say they are hesitant to have sex at all. At all, following the Supreme Court overturn of Roe in June. The alarm bell is above all of our beds right now. Can't you just hear that? The Biden administration said last week that MBS can't be sued in U.S. court for the 2018 killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And then we got Lake going after the stolen election. FBI Director Christopher Wray told the Senate last week that he's very concerned about reports of secret Chinese police stations in the U.S. used to monitor and intimidate Chinese residents. How about we tell them to go home? You can leave now. We don't need you. You're just a problem looking for a place, and we don't have a place. Oh boy, Conservative Justice Samuel Alito, revealing at a private dinner that he was writing the majority opinion for the highly anticipated Burwell versus Hobby Lobby case. We'll see how that goes. Federal Judge Marky Walker ordered a temporary injunction this week against portions of Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' Stop Woke Act, calling its restrictions on college curricula and classroom discussions positively dystopian. Well, guess what? You're not allowed to do that legally. And whether Walker, whether the federal judge likes it or not, well, he can become a plaintiff. That's easy to do. No heat, no light. That's in the Ukraine. Another anti-corrupt crusader flees. Well-known Guatemalan judge Miguel Angulo-Carrez has fled abroad, alleging that the independence of his judiciary has been compromised, and it ain't safe for him to be there. My goodness. Twice. Oh, boy, that's a good one. All right. Salvadoran president. All in on crypto. Salvadoran president is doubling down on his country's controversial investment in Bitcoin, even as the cryptocurrency marketplace is in turmoil following bankruptcy of the FTX exchange. What a dummy. Good, throwing good money after bad. Fired workers at Twitter's only African office say Elon Musk is saying them, stiffing them on the severance they are owed. All but one of the 11 employees in Ghana were axed November 4th, company-wide mass layoff, while Musk tweeted that everyone let go, get 3 months severance pay. African employees were told they would get paid only 1 month. That ain't fair. Laughing gas is banned in Dutch, in Amsterdam. Dutch government said last week it would ban possession of nitrous oxide or laughing gas as a popular party drug. Now, Sao Paulo, supporters of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro blocked 6 federal highways this week, dumping mounds of dirt to make the roads impassable and causing at least 2 traffic accidents. Well, you guys better learn how to act or they're going, that I will dig up the highway. Tehran, protests aim at theocracy. Anti-government protests have begun attacking the symbols of the Islamist government they seeking to overthrow, including by running up and knocking the turbans off heads of Islamic clerics. Oh, infidels. Oh, terrible people. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un introduced his daughter to the public for the first time this week. Whoopee-doo. Now, if she was really something to look at, I'd consider that, but she's not. Uh-oh. Qatar. Players angry over armband ban. Interest. Soccer players and managers criticized FIFA this week after the World Soccer Body barred players from sporting rainbow armbands at the World Cup. That'd be interesting. Indonesia, deadly quake, at least 270 killed in Indonesia this week and more than 1,000 injured when a magnitude 5.6 struck the west coast of Java. That's nasty. And you'd think that there would be more news in terms of the magazines. And there ain't. A better way to reduce abortions. And I wrote in there, don't get pregnant. In six state referendums so far, the pro-choice side won every time, including the conservative Kentucky and Kansas. Near total bans in 13 states have alarmed voters as they have vague definitions that left doctors and hospitals afraid to care for women with doomed or dangerous pregnancies. The fun is about to be sorted out. What caring about COVID now means? Thanks to vaccination and acquired immunity, most Americans seem to have tuned out COVID. Cool. Shapples. hierarchy of oppression. Well, I don't think it's BS racism, but that may be just me, too. A 50-year-old man became the toast of the nation's social media after he was photographed chain-smoking his way through a marathon. A woman in Gainesville, Texas, claims erotic ghosts have driven numerous tenants from a home she rents out. The ghosts are sexual. There's no other way to put it. She initially was skeptical of claims from male tenants who felt a presence seductively stroking their faces or arms. But while showering in the empty house, she heard a man say, "Looking good." It was like, oh, my God, it really is haunted. Oh, mercy. You can't make this stuff up. This is print news. Lithuania, when the food isn't politically palatable, brown bag it. That was the Ukraine, where bombs just keep raining down. As I sat in the total darkness of a city without power, I realized that Putin is terrorizing us because, like a street thug, swearing and swinging his fists, he knows he can get away with it. Well, maybe they need to have something as long range as what Putin is using against them. Thinking about it. UK, hard times ahead as recession bites. Families are having trouble paying their heating bills. Unveiled an emergency budget that includes various spending cuts and a tax rise that will give the middle class its highest rate since World War II. This country has become a crumbling, sclerotic gerontocracy. My. Using all them big old fancy words, despite being better educated than any generation before them. Millennials and Gen Z earn far less than their parents did. Ooh. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Russia, the proof is down to civilian plane. After 8 years, Dutch court is finally convicted two Russians and a Ukrainian of murder in the 2014 downing of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 over eastern Ukraine. About time somebody did their job. Mexico. Venezuelans deserve better than this. When Mexico agreed to take in Venezuelan migrants from the U.S., said Austin Gusser-Canet, it made a promise it couldn't keep. Whoops. Oh, boy. Pelosi, a progressive pragmatists who knew how to lead. Really? Population is 8 billion people too many? Yes. Student debt. Biden plan is in big trouble. You can't do that. Oh, boy. Only one of the multiple legal challenges to Biden's executive order granting student debt relief. He's in trouble on that. Whether he likes it or not. Democrats know full well that such brazenly unconstitutional power grabs are wrong. Uh-huh. Ooh, here come the cartoons. Impeach Fauci, where's Hunter? Cuss words, we just lost an engine. Biden agenda, Air Force One. House engine fell off in mid-flight, no less. Oh, boy. Autonomous cars, death of a dream. It's time to admit that omnipresent, fully self-driving cars aren't going to happen in our lifetime. And go from there, you figure it out. Please, Apple, don't sell us out. Google is fundamentally an advertising company whose customers are ad buyers. Apple, on the other hand, always prioritized its user experience. Really? Managing kids' online lives. Digital exclusion is a new form of under-the-radar bullying kids have to deal with today. COVID booster raises immunity. That's a lie. Masking in schools does work. No, it doesn't. Masking doesn't work. It's been proven scientifically. Oh. You mean the little gnome that runs around and says that he's all about science is lying to us? Mercy, sweet sakes. Glass onion. My, my. Some of the things that come through here are just unbelievable. And then I get a good healthy dose of stuff online. it just keeps going on and on. New York City. You want me to live there? No. Big red no. Double underline. There ain't no way you're getting me to live there. That ain't going to happen. Disney. Iger returns to his throne. We'll see how that goes. Let's see here. Junk fees. Now, this is important, but it's not really critical. Fighting the steady drip of surcharges. How long junk fees? Federal Trade Commission announced it was exploring a new rule to crack down on unnecessary, unavoidable, or surprise fees tacked on to customers' bills. Good. FTC can really do something decent. We'll have to see about that. Uh-oh. What the experts say? Select 7 are suffering. Oh. And now they are dragging it down. I call them the Select 7, and they consist of Apple, Amazon, Meta, Google, Microsoft, Tesla, and Netflix. Oh, well. And the junk fees, this is corporate theft, pure and simple. So that means that they can dump it. FTX, Silicon Valley's favorite whiz kid unravels. He's a crook. What do you expect? It's a Ponzi scheme. A bet on lobbying pays off. 2018, the Supreme Court ruled that a federal prohibition was unconstitutional. Ooh. History has shown it's unwise to fire workers en masse. Oh, can't shrink down greatness? Oh, my God. Thousands of layoffs. A revival of long discredited corporate strategies. Seemed intuitive that the pruning payrolls would restore the bottom line, and investors greeted such heartbreaking announcements as a sign that corporate leaders are taking the necessary steps. Whoops. But in contrast to that, numerous studies have since shown that the layoffs had a negligible impact on profitability in the years after restructuring. The capital of the tech giants is almost entirely tied up in their employees, and their personal investment is paramount. Without workers' trust, the tech giants don't really have much. Ooh-wee. And I have come to the end of this magazine, too, almost. Lost on the hill of death. Venezuela migrants are braving the dangers of the Darien Gap in hopes of settling in the U.S. And they got 2 full pages of this. And she goes through some heart-wrenching things with her child. There's not much that people can take away from what we've got, and yet there's a whole lot of things going on that people are not aware of. One of those is the fact that National Guard in several places is being called up. Think about that. I've heard over 100,000, so, you know, do it. Do what you have to do. Be sure that you're personally protected. Be sure that you don't, that you're not, well, Kid Rock said it best. He says, I'm not lined up on a contract with musical instruments, the music industry, or anybody. I'm independent, and I enjoy being free. And all of those that don't like it, screw off. Thank you, Kid Rock. I agree. Now, here's the rest of the bundle of fun and games. In January, I don't know, it's about a month down the road. In January, you're going to have a new house take their seats. When they do, it's not absolutely what you're looking at, but you may see some things that screw your mind up very badly. Some of those will be the going after people that needed to have been gone after a long time ago. I can think of several things that are paramount, but I'm not gonna name them right now, simply because it's going to be more fun for everybody to get the shock of their life and a large charge out of finding what I've been talking about all along was correct. You remember way back when there was a time when I was talking about mass arrests and people being put out of office and replaced and all kind of funky things of that nature, that the U.S. military might actually get involved with local police to help mitigate the crime situation. I mean, it's just now getting going, my friend. It's just now getting started. And we've got several government agencies, departments, and bureaucracies that are going to be decimated. Oh, boy, decimated, I mean decimated like you wouldn't believe. What happens when you lose three-quarters of the people that are active agents somewhere? Ooh, what happens when Biden can't get the votes to bolster the IRS by 90,000 people? This is a problem that they are going to have to deal with in reality, in a term that most people aren't used to seeing things in. And yet we've got stuff that is really, really cranking up. Let's see here. I don't personally believe that anybody out there has the balls. And it doesn't matter if you got the deep pockets. If you ain't got the balls, it don't matter to take on the status quo. I would like to see a lot of them lose their capability of being in a position of influence or being influential before we get the new house in shape. That's what I would like to see. Whether I will or not, I don't know. But it'd be nice if people would simply look at things relatively and do me the favor of passing this on. So go out there and get her done.